Good morning. Another beautiful start to the day today again across interior New York and New England with crystal clear skies overnight and a good-looking sunrise this morning. Lows have dropped back into the 40s and lower to mid-50s. In some places, patchy dense fog has formed overnight, and that may reduce visibilities in the early part of the day down just a bit for the morning drive. Otherwise, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds today. Low humidity again, warm temperatures in the high 70s and lower 80s. And skies will be mostly clear again tonight, and it will be comfortably cool back down into the 50s. A little bit of energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere may have to work its way through tomorrow and Friday, so we'll forecast a mixture of sunshine and clouds, but mainly dry weather, with highs pushing well up into the 80s. Over the weekend, it looks like that high pressure center will continue to dominate. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday, and highs again in the lower to middle 80s. Right now, it looks like the next front will not arrive until Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds up until then, with highs early week next week in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Isaac, located about 280 miles east of Guadeloupe. Isaac is moving toward the west near 18 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue for the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the center of Isaac should move through the Leeward Islands this evening and move over the northeastern Caribbean Sea on Thursday. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for parts of the Leeward Islands, including the U.S. and British Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. A hurricane watch has also been issued for Puerto Rico. Maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Isaac could become a hurricane by as early as tomorrow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a water spout from an airport was at Cleveland, Ohio at 11:53 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. The last report of hail was at Morgantown, West Virginia at 5:12 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility, partly cloudy skies and 43 degrees with a west wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 43 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 10 miles visibility in fog, 53 degrees with a dew point of 51, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.14 inches and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling throughout the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 80 degrees, the low 57, the average temperature 69, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.31 inches for the month, which is 1.15 inches below normal, and 21.67 inches for the year, which is 3.48 inches below normal. There were 4 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 170, that's 37 above normal, and 691 for the season, which is 192 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 93, the record high, 93, set in 1916, and the record low, 39, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:10 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:45 p.m., 13 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a decrease of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mixture of sunshine and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the 40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to middle 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mixture of sunshine and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mixture of sunshine and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm, again, low humidity, comfortable outside, lower to mid-80s, partly sunny both Friday and Saturday in the middle 80s, a mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday, lower to mid-80s, and a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday with the next chance of organized showers or thunderstorms and high temperatures right around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.